anything you ever dreamed of. I'm willing to be. Tonight is gonna be scandalous, 'cause the night I'm gonna be a fantasy.
Welcome to the Soul Savvy Show, and your host, Q-Lynn Green. And EV, what's going on, folks?
Hey.
I'm telling you, I know Q-Lynn was going crazy because we had some Prince playing Scandalous. Yeah. Okay.
No, it was funny. So every week, Q-Lynn sends me her songs, and I feed off of her energy, and I send her my two. So this week, she sent me these two slow jams, and I was like, oh. So I picked a Prince song and I thought about Q-Lynn. I was like, you know what? I'm going to pay some respect.
Oh, okay.
You playing stuff that I used to play in church.
See that, every time you say that, it messes me up.
See, that's right. That's why people don't go to church, Q-Lynn. it's your fault, Q-Lynn, because you bring your heathenism to the church. That's a doggone shame. You ought to repent.
I want to engage, but I'm trying to catch my breath. Because I just ran outside. I forgot my charger.
I have no idea
where my charger is.
Uh-huh. No, you trying
to... I had everything organized. I got here an hour early.
Uh-huh.
And everything is like, I don't know. Oh, and it's right next to my...
Mm-hmm.
This has been a long day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had to pay my taxes. It's been a long week, so.
Wow. Okay.
It's just so many things going on. Okay, we gonna get this started off.
Okay. We know what really happened. We know what really happened. You're running from the liquor store with that brown paper bag trying to drink the beer at the same time. That's what happened.
Hold up. Can I just catch my breath? Cause it's cold outside and I'm sweating.
So.
And I'm about to get a flu. Hold on. Okay, hold up.
So it was
I'm about to introduce our guest host hold on for like 3 seconds so I can catch my breath. Okay, while I'm catching my breath, EB, please introduce our guest host, that's all.
She is a friend of the show. She has been here many, many times before. Julie!
I'm here.
What's going on?
Justin just left the Astros parade. The city is lit, but I knew I had to get here so I can get on with y'all.
Look at that.
Oh.
Dedication.
See, I don't even know nothing about baseball. What is that? Do they have parades like the rest of them?
Girl, no, it's a parade and the whole city came out. It was like almost a million people downtown just to watch this 45-minute ass parade.
Oh, dang, that's not that long.
To
Do they drink on those parades, baseball parades, or whatever they, how they celebrate?
Yeah.
Do they do the same thing like basketball and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You said, do they drink?
I love it. That's your question, Q-Lynn.
No, because they drink and stuff on those party buses. I mean, on those parade buses. Y'all act like that's a ridiculous question to ask.
You were drinking
that's
before
what
the
they
show?
Do. No, I was not. I'm actually sober, actually.
Mm. Well, I'm not.
I know that's right. It's not alcohol, but it's just little. Okay, mm-hmm. We'll move on. Cause anyway, like I was saying, Julie, what do they do on the parade? Is what I'm asking.
Sit on the bands and you wave at the players and take pictures and you get really drunk and you annoy people next to you who really don't want to hear all your craziness. And mm-hmm. you give away liquor. You're tempted to lift up your t-shirt and flash somebody for beef, but you don't do it because cameras are over everywhere. That's how the parade was. And then you argue with
this sounds like Friday night at my house.
Hysterical. And y'all thought that was a crazy question. She just said you get drunk. That's all I'm saying. Y'all were acting like I was asking a crazy question. And then you're going to judge me right after I asked that. You just said exactly what I was asking. See how y'all treat me? I get a hard time, man.
But let me speak about drinking, right?
I'm taking
let
all this down.
About drinking. Happy hour started for me at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I've been drinking all day.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what you're supposed to do, okay?
Yeah, have it's a good celebration. Time.
Wow.
I'm looking for the next turn up.
Right.
This is crazy. Oh, my God.
Well, EB, before we get started, you had a question. You wanted to bring this up. We played Prince because, okay, the theme throughout the show is, I guess, lusty songs is what EB said when I sent him a message, but I was just picking a slow jam theme. But go ahead real quick so I can catch my breath. Ask the question again, what you was going to ask.
You mean about the songs you were playing?
Yeah.
So, explain how this works to me with being a church musician and, you know, on Sundays, grandma getting ready for altar call and you playing Prince?
She's a heathen.
Yeah, that's what she's supposed to do.
So last week you told us you was playing Erotic City.
Yes.
In church?
Like, when exactly... When is the proper or, you know, the correct time to play a song like Scandalous? When do you play that?
You said the correct. Say it one more time.
Like the proper time to play a song like that.
Well, I told you during altar call. I was just I just play that melody.
Oh, my God.
I would just play those. Before the judgment starts, let me explain this. Okay.
Well, that's just
I don't know why.
To confess their sins. I ain't mad at it. Lord, last night my legs.
Confess my sins.
My knees were about my ears.
Let me explain it to everybody. Because I've said this on the show before. I think this is maybe, I think the second show we started, Soul Sadness Radio, I mentioned it. And everybody was sort of like, wow, what's going on right now? But, okay, let me go back. Okay, I got reintroduced with music, like learning piano, right? And so I was jazz and classically trained. And so I just randomly started playing in church. And then one of my mentors, he's an organ player, and so he was like, why don't you just play during service? And then I was like, no, because I hadn't played gospel music like that. It was just mostly stuff I was like, what I learned through my lessons, I was just playing it in church. And so when I was starting out, he was just like, well, just play. I was like, I don't know what to play because during, like, offering and stuff, he would, like, ask me to play stuff. And so I didn't know any gospel. Like, he literally was, like, showing me, like, gospel chords and, like, go-to songs, like, during offering. Like, these are the songs to play, altar call. But then, like, they were, like, very, like, diplomatic and was letting me do my thing. And so I would just start playing, like, Prince, like, stuff that I would, like, play on my, like,
you know, the iPod where you had to like manually like put songs on there. Like I had that like MP3 player and I would just start playing like Stevie Wonder, Ribbon in the Sky, and Prince was like the go-to because I was just like listening to, I was like, yo, these sound like gospel chords. And so I just started playing those gospel chords. I think it was Scandalous, Erotic City, what else? I don't think it was I Want to Be Your Lover. I don't think I've ever played that, but it was mostly those two I played all the time in church. And then I would like play Too Short and what else? I think Tamia's Between Friends album was out. And I think I remember just listening to it, and I would play, like, some of those chords. And Chef Crawford's a pastor. Shout-out to Chef Crawford. He's a producer. He's a pastor. And so he plays R&B music, so it just made sense for me to do that. And then I would play, like, I think I played Whitney Houston's You Give a Good Love. I used to play that all the time during. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all the same thing. Gospel, so, it's the same chords. Blues,
when you play
R&B, country, it's all same chords.
When you're playing these songs, are you like looking around at the congregation and seeing who's in heathen mode?
Hilarious. That's a good question. I never really paid attention.
Because if I'm sitting in the congregation and I hear Erotic City, it's going to be like a little body roll right in my face. Mm-hmm.
You know what? It was actually two people that noticed. First off, I got in trouble. I will admit that. I did get in trouble. I think it was just only two pastors. This is, cause he knew the songs that I was playing that everybody else didn't know. Like, they don't know the songs like that. But it was two pastors. They were like, oh, don't do that. They checked me. I think it was like a Bob Marley song or something I had played. And he was like, don't do that. It might have been him and a bass player. They was like, no, don't do that. That's not right. Mm-hmm. You don't play that. But, majority of the time, it was one, I remember when I played Ribbon in the Sky, the other, they was like, yeah, play that. And I was like, man, y'all really encouraging this. But it was good, cause that's how I learned. Like, they didn't have an issue with it most of the time, cause it's all the same music.
Cause it is too.
A gospel song, I heard a choir song, they absolutely stole a Gap Band melody. What's that song? Why you wanna have that thing? Whatever that song is. They play that song in a gospel melody. He's like, Jesus is coming back. Like, it was something random. Hey. I was like, yo, this is absolutely Charlie Wilson. And then it was one song. It was, who sings that? I'll Take You There song. With Angel Staples.
The Staples Singers.
They were like, I forgot the name of the song. It was, I will bless the Lord at all times. He's good. They were literally singing that song over that. And I remember one time, this was like way back in the day though, like I think like late 90s, and I remember when the bass player started playing that lick like dun, 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 and then everybody started singing song, the choir director was so pissed. He's like, y'all stop singing that, y'all don't do it. I'm like, that's literally what the song, y'all stole that gospel singer or whoever that wrote it stole that song from the Staples Singers. Like, how you gonna get bad? But that's kind of stuff. I would just figure that out, and I was like, okay, I'll play it. And nobody ever, like, really got mad at me for doing that. It was just, I knew how to, like, mix it in there to where you couldn't all the way tell. I think Ribbon in the Sky was the only one I think people noticed because those chords are, like you know that song, so it's not hard to.
That's why the song is so good, is because of the chords.
Right, and so, of course, people will recognize that because that's what the main song is about, is that melody from the piano or whatever. So yeah, that was probably the only one, but I knew how to like play it. Like I would drag the chords of Erotic City and like Too Short, and I would drag those chords. And then I remember one time it was a bass player, like he's like really like in his 70s. I was playing a Too Short, I think it was Getting It, I think that's what I was playing, and he kicked I was sitting at the piano and he kicked the piano chair. He was like, yeah, play what you was playing earlier. And it was a Too Short song. I was like, dude, no, this is a Too Short song that I mixed up. And then me and the drummer, we were playing at their offering because he just said, play that, just like jam on that, the offering, because they didn't have an offering song. So he just told me to play that. But yeah, that's what it is. Look, I don't care nothing about the judge. I have no shame about that. That is a great story. I love telling that story. I've told it multiple times. I think I haven't told it since EB's been on. So I think he was shocked. Because I remember listening, because I was still, oh yeah, sorry to Utah people that was waiting on it this week. We'll get to that when we ask, when I ask everybody how we're doing, because my week was crazy. And I haven't edited all those, because I have to edit it down to like 3 clips, because it's hell, that show last week was longer than Roots. Not Roots, Roots, because that show was long as hell. So, I'll move on. But yeah, I don't have no shame about playing Prince or whoever. I'll still do it wherever church I go to. So, that's the story behind. And I remember listening to the audio, and I didn't hear E.B. say that. He was like, we started singing Erotic City again, and he was like, all of my, he was like, what, in church? And he thought like,
and
like,
I was shocked.
He didn't even finish singing. He was like, in church. I'm like, oh yeah, he didn't hear me when I said, yeah, that's, so, I've told that story so many times on here. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. But you know, people were saying I was the realest for saying that. It was somebody in the comments. Because I had a recorded the show, and he was like, I was the realest for saying I play UGK in Too Short in church. I'm like, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. Go ahead, Julie.
I was going to say, who is it? Paul Morton? He has a song that samples Prince.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they do it all the time. It's nothing.
Right, exactly.
Wow. I mean, because it's like, I know about when when R&B is used, or when gospel is used in R&B music, like, I'm used to that. But to hear, like, a musician actually say, oh, yeah, you know, I play a little Prison Church, a little Too Short. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, the Too Short took me, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Right, you see?
He had whole samples in there. He was, like, sampling, like, Bootsy Collins, and all of that is, like, all the same stuff.
Blowing the whistle for Jesus. I hear him.
Blow the whistle.
Listen, if y'all can let Erica Campbell make a song called Love God, what's wrong with you? No, I don't know none of y'all. Y'all got niggas in church nay-naying and whatever, dabbing all up in church, got y'all you pastor.
Yeah, they merely rock in church.
Dancing and shit. So I don't want to hear none of that as much as y'all be doing in church. No, I mean, I guess you could call that shade, but yeah, don't judge me, because I knew how to like slyly put it in. Your pastor dressed like he about to shoot a Lil Uzi Vert video, so I don't want to hear the judgments. But yeah, we'll keep going before we run out of time. Actually, was prepared. I actually wrote all these things down before we get to these updates. I'm gonna ask how all y'all weeks were and what y'all done. Whoever wants to go first, how was y'all week?
I'll go first. My week was awesome. My students got their midterm grades early Wednesday morning because I stayed up late Tuesday to put them in. And needless to say, they weren't very happy with me this week. But that just goes to show that they need to buckle down for the rest of the semester. So I got a little joy out of that, to see them, like, wanting to tighten up. But overall, good week. The weather here has been great. It's like 85 degrees a day at the parade. So, Houston is awesome. I love it.
Evie, tell me about, we forgot to talk about last week. Tell us about that. I know you said it wasn't a DJ gig, but whatever it was. What was that like?
I hate to call it a DJ gig because I know, like, I really respect DJs. Like, I talk about it all the time. I believe that DJs are just as responsible for the progression and the commercialization of black music as the actual musicians were. So I hate to call myself that, but it was great. Like, it was something they do up here every Friday night, a DJ I know, and it was all soul, funk, disco, boogie. So it's everything from like 1974 to like 1984-85. So it was, you know, I had to pack up all my vinyl, which is heavy when you're trying to, you know, carry all this vinyl, and it took 10 minutes to show me how to, you know, quote unquote work like the turntable and the mixer. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to get a drink. So he left me on my own. And it was great. Like, I'm seeing how, you know, I'm playing music, I'm listening for the tempo, when to switch out the record, when to let a whole song play, and when, you know, you can tell when the crowd's not feeling it and you cut it short. Like, I like the feeling of seeing people dance, you know, to stuff I was playing, and it was totally just off the top of my head, like, play this, oh, I think they're gonna like this, or, you know, I like this tempo, the crowd is loving it, try to find something else, you got 2 minutes to find something else with the same tempo. I loved it. It was great. I can't wait to do it again.
That's dope. Especially when people into, I know the audience probably loved, like, all the music you were playing. It's always been,
right.
Like,
that surprised me. We did have this, this one lady, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say she didn't have a lot of melanin in her skin, but she kept coming up and, requesting, oh, can y'all play some Bruno Mars? I was just like,
no, we can't do that. We playing Luther Shaka. You want Bruno Mars right now? No, we can't. We ain't got that.
Yeah,
that's not
no,
the move.
No
disrespect, but I can't, no. No, that's, it's absolutely disrespect for me, but, you know,
it is, but. Yeah, I mean, but it was cool. And I got paid more than I thought I was going to get paid. I was like, oh.
That's what's up. That's what
you
it
get
is
paid
right
to do
there.
This? All right.
I was just about to say that. I'm like playing music for people that enjoy it and also getting a coinage on top of that. Always
right.
Amazing. So yeah, my week was, crazy. I mentioned before that, usually around this time, at the end of October is my last gig of the year because I don't like traveling during, the holidays and stuff like that because it's crazy on the interstate. It's crazy going to the airport and it's already hard enough trying to make it on top to a gig so you can get paid on top of that and not
right.
Get sound check, but it's also, like a hindrance to like go there. Like I know it started off kind of bad a little bit because I left for, Phoenix on Sunday because, I was going to stay. They were having like Halloween stuff going on at that midnight or whatever. It was like a Halloween party, whatever. We were playing, a gig, like two sets. And I was supposed to leave that, but I wanted to leave Monday evening, so I would have to get up early in the morning and like, cause I would have to leave that gig that night to get on the airport. That's what I ended up doing. And I just get tired of, oh my God, going to TSA is like, I had to be there. My flight left like it leaves at 6 or whatever. So I have to, you know, you have to be there early to go through baggage claim and all the other crap. And I mean, not baggage claim, but through TSA and all that shit. And so it was like, this dude, like, trying to crack jokes, like, early, and I was, like, sleep deprived because I had slept since Saturday, and so I was, like, just wasn't feeling it. He's, like, trying to make jokes. I'm like, dude, can you just run my ID and all this and quit trying with these jokes? It's too early for all this. I don't need this early in the morning. Like, it's not like I'm not a morning person, but, damn, I'm sleep deprived. I'm ready to get this over with. I don't need you trying to tell your showtime at the Apollo jokes, like, let's move this along. But other than that, I was like, I'm glad this is my last gig for the month because this is much. And then on top of that, I almost forgot to pay my taxes this week. And so that's why I haven't uploaded anything because I had to handle all that. Auntie Sam don't be playing. And so this is my last gig so I can get all this stuff done because quarterly tax payments, oh my God, I hate it. This is the worst thing ever. I get so sad. I don't even look and see how much they take out of it. I don't want any of that because it hurts my heart looking at it. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm about to die. Like, this is too much. Y'all gonna make me poor giving y'all all this money. But anyway, yeah, that was my week was just getting over doing my last gig and all that crap. I'm trying to hurry up and I want to read these. I have some comments pulled up. I wrote them down because I didn't feel like looking up on the tab for Julie. Somebody asked, let me look, I think I wrote his name down. His name is JB Rock from Chicago. Shout out to JB. He's always commenting and leaving comments and stuff, sending me
shout
emails.
Out, JB.
He's sitting here, he wrote your name, he spelled it Jules, like the actual, he spelled it Jules. He didn't spell it like, he didn't spell it like how you spell it. He's like, just put the word Jules. And so
okay.
He's like, yo, what, he's sitting there like, it says Jules. He's like, what's your boo? He's like, you still got that boo? Like, why are you at? Y'all are so nosy. We got the most nosiest listeners in the world. I'm assuming you said something about a boo on the show. That's what he's referring to. So he's you still got that boo.
I think that was the first show, and I was just like, I don't know. I ain't sure I had a boo. I just, I probably said I got some targets.
Man.
I was like, you got some what?
You got some. They being nosy, they catch everything. It's like the most random things they catch in the conversation. Just like one of my friends called what we said, talking about sex, and we get to that when we get to Savvy News.
Well, hold on.
I guess, because it's going
to What was his name?
His name is J.B. Rock from Chicago.
J.B. Rock. First of all, you're in Chicago. I'm in Houston, so I don't do that cold ass weather. That's number one. But number two, if you're concerned, and you over 6 feet tall, employed, and got all your teeth and some health benefits, and you bathe, maybe you can slide in the DM.
But listen.
Your abs,
oh, my God. He actually listens to the show, so he's going to respond to this. So don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's dead serious. We making love connections on Soul Savage Radio.
Hey.
Baby.
Right.
Don't you hit her up and don't you, send her nothing. You probably got two baby mamas. That's what it sounds like. No, cause he was hitting up Tiffany. That's the one I was asking about, Tiffany was single.
Don't put his business out there. You're not supposed to say that.
I'm telling on him. Don't, cause I'm not trying to let Julie, fall out like that. I'm looking out. Cause he was doing this earlier. Oh my God, we got so much to talk about. Go ahead.
I'm not leaving Houston. I'll leave Houston for my husband, but I ain't leaving Houston for damn Chicago. The devil is a lie.
Child, he just asked, was Tiffany single on the show she was on, so he could stop it with all this, because I got the receipt. If he want to try me, I'll screenshot.
That's right, JB.
Don't be out here trying to be gigoloing on my show. We don't do that on here. As long as everybody's a participant, I don't think Julie is an eligible girlfriend out here. So don't be trying to put that title on her.
I'm not looking for a boyfriend, and I'm at the age where it's either marriage or die.
Mm.
Or should I say marriage
Wait.
Or die?
My like chest got tight.
Marriage or die.
Hilarious. Oh my God. Eligible girlfriend being that, you take in, but you still looking at the same, like, it's like you, like, got a job, but you still, like, job search, doing your breaks and stuff, just in case you see something better, like, that's what an eligible girlfriend is. That's what I was gonna get to. I was gonna say, okay, we go take a break real quick, we'll get into it when we come back from break. Will, if you're ready, hit us with that back-to-back. EB calls lusty songs.
So you need.
I just call slow jam because that's the theme of the week is slow jam. So hit us with the lusty tracks if you're ready.
Oh, so you need me now, right? You've just been ignoring me throughout the entire show. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Oh my God, I can't wait to get to the rest of these updates when we come back from break. Go ahead, play the songs.
And EB, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful.
Well, you know, because you both of you know that Q Lynn fired me, and so EB.
Here we go. We gotta go to his shift at Uber late in about 30 minutes. He only got like 30 minutes with us, so we gotta get to the Savvy and he's in news before he go to his shift.
See, that's right.
At,
you see,
Uber.
Q-Lin, you always cut me
off. I'm being
out.
Serious. He gotta go. EB really does have to go. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
So, we gotta wrap this. We gotta play these songs and get to it before we run out of time.
Yeah, but
we'll get to your soul box, again, some other show.
Some other show.
These songs.
No, I need a chance to vent.
Not this show. We already a little bit 3 minutes over to play these songs because we play these lusty tracks and we'll get to it next week.
That's because you were running from the liquor store with your brown paper bag.
I wasn't running to no liquor store. I was trying to be professional. Oh, you keep trying to play me out. I'll get into these lusty tracks.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Oh, that's real good. Hey, welcome back to the Soul Savage Show with Q-Lynn Green, EB, and special guest host Julie. Now, Q-Lynn, I understand that you have another song that you want, so give me a chance. It's going to take me a while because, you know, you come with the strangest request, but that's okay. We'll do this for you, all right?
The strangest request.
Yeah,
you
do.
That is the deal. I know you ain't talking about Cut Close.
No, I won't talk about Cut Close. I wouldn't talk about anything except for Prince, but that's okay. We'll get into that later.
Man.
Uh-huh. All right, let's do this.
That is the point.
I like. Hey, we started to set off with the Joe love scene. And we have our host, Q-Lynn Green, EB and special guest host, Julie. Q-Lynn, one question, then I'll just fade into the background, you know, where you want me to be. And that is, when we're going to discuss the terms and conditions and why you fired me and the lawsuit that's pending? Q-Lynn?
Solid.
Where is she? Did she run out again? Hey, Julie, are you there?
Had to go back to the liquor store.
Back to the
liquor store.
Yeah, well, where's Q-Lynn? Man.
Behind that position.
Okay. Well, EB, why don't you just, I tell you what, oh, this is my great chance anyway, because she fired me anyway, so I can jump back in right now. Oh my goodness.
No, you not. My bad. I'm sitting here on Facebook Live. I feel like somebody's 70-year-old grandma, because my damn connection, I sit here talking on there. And I got a shortage in this aux cord, so I couldn't hear. I thought it wasn't nothing playing through the whole time. See, y'all, I told y'all this is live radio, so y'all get
the music was playing.
Technical difficulties, because I'm holding up to the damn aux cord, because I got like four of these mugs. Oh my God, we gotta move on with the show.
Did you hear the music?
I heard the music.
Julie,
I said it was on my end. You act like I'm blaming you. I said it was on my end. I'm on Facebook trying
to
promote the show, and I'm trying to multitask. That's why I need a freaking assistant so I can do all this, because I don't have time to sit here trying to do all this.
Well, even though you fired me, you know, you have to admit I'm a brilliant engineer, so give me credit for something here.
Yeah, those are the songs. He played. I was trying. Yeah, it was a shortage in my aux cord, so I didn't even hear. It was playing the music, and then it cut out. And I was like, "What's going on?" And then now my aux cord has a short in it.
I'm glad you clarified that. Okay.
I have a lot going on. Okay, let's move on to the Raggedy People Savvy News. We were playing.
I got some Raggedy People News.
I need to find his mute button. That's what I need to find, because you're doing too much right now.
Well, you've been looking for it for 2 months. Guess what? It's on the West Coast, baby, and I have it.
Yes, there wasn't an issue. I said I couldn't hear. Oh, my God. I said I couldn't hear. That's what I was trying to say. But you keep ignoring what I'm saying.
Well, stop getting
technical difficulties on my side. I owned up to my side not working. And now you just keep... rehatching it. We're trying to move on with the show. I just told you that EB has to get to his Uber job and we only got like 15 minutes until he has to go, and you need to stop shopping
at the 99 cent store.
Can we move on to the show so I can tell the listeners why we were playing these Lusty songs?
Lusty.
Evie asked me, and I just was like, okay, I'll play them songs, because I haven't heard them in a while, so I was like, okay, I'm going to play them. And he was like, what is going on? I was like, first of all, I'm always in a lusty mood, so that has nothing to do with it. So, secondly, it was just what came up in my head. That has nothing to do with it. And it kind of transitioned to what I was saying earlier about whenever we did the show last week, it was crazy. I'm telling you, after the show, it was so many people hit me up, because they listened to the show live. Thank y'all for listening to the show live. And it was like, what do y'all mean by that conversation? You know, we talk about R. Kelly, and they were like, when we were talking about when you was like making that statement, and they want to turn that into like a whole topic. I'm like, man, y'all can't let stuff go. Y'all want us to keep, this ain't that kind of show on here. We gonna have to, get some kind of like, some kind of podcast after hours or something going on to talk about if we try to harp on that. Basically with, I was saying R. Kelly, I said I can't listen to R. Kelly because all his sexual songs sound like perverted to me, and it sounds like he's singing to a child. And I was like, 12 play, I used 12 play as an example because, I was like, you don't need to instruct somebody how to have sex with you. If you're an adult, you don't need somebody to instruct you. And then EB was like, I had to instruct like a couple adults because they don't know what they're doing. And then I commented, I was like, I ain't never had that problem, so we gonna move on. But they want us to expound on that. We're not expounding because we ain't got enough time to do all that. I just wanted to mention I didn't have that issue. And maybe it is tied in some way, because a lusty, add this to Savvy News, but I guess we could start, I'll get into it when we get to Savvy News. This little bit of information that I just stumbled upon earlier kind of gets to a lusty feeling. So we'll get to that when we get to Raggedy People News. Let's move on to this. Because y'all trying to be nosy as people, that are grown folks' business. We're not fixing to do this on the internet, waves. Especially when this ain't all the way uncensored yet. If this is uncensored, we can go that way. But this is supposed to be clean radio, but it's kind of dirty sometimes. It just depends on my mood. But we ain't going there this show because we got too much to talk about. But Raggedy People News, let's start off with Tina Campbell and Chrisette Michelle. Isn't it crazy how, like, I, like, talked about that, and then the next day, Chrisette Michelle does this little tweet or whatever, trying to get Tina, basically saying that the people were trying to bully her about her political decision, and she reached out to Tina. Ain't it crazy? I said they need to hire me as a public relations so they can get on tour together and get them Double Copper albums sold. Ain't it crazy how stuff come full circle? I told y'all that I'd be talking about. I told y'all that's the first time. They both was live wrong, so they get on a live wrong tour together and try to scrape together these coins to try to get their money back for these albums that ain't doing well. That's what it's about. They're not even trying to make sense of anything. They don't even want to know the reasons why people are against what they're saying. They just want to just say some crazy stuff and think we're supposed to let it go. What kind of stuff is that? It's craziness. Like I said before, y'all both loud and wrong. Y'all both need to go take a geography class, history class again. Miss Basquiat skirt and everybody calling her the Mean Mary. That's so funny. The Mean Mary and Miss Basquiat skirt tour. They need to join together. Like I said, they said they gonna want to join together, get these Double Copper albums back into some better, I wouldn't say platinum status, but more of a aluminum status. That might help a little bit. That's a little upgrade from Double Copper, but maybe you get some titanium. That might help titanium sales going, so. But yeah, didn't I tell you? I told you, EB, they need to hire me on to do the public relations, because I know what's up. Y'all should have hired me before y'all started going advocating for Evil Tree. Y'all should have hired me so I could tell y'all what's up.
I knew they both were, they both are raggedy. Well, I knew they were raggedy. I knew Chrisette was raggedy after seeing her on R&B Divas, and it's crazy because I loved her before then, but seeing her on that show made me really, really dislike her. And I mean, I've seen Mary Mary's show. I knew she was raggedy. I mean, the whole family raggedy or whatever, but it's just unfortunate.
It is. Oh, before, Julie, you go ahead. I'm just going to recognize I'm on Facebook Live right now if y'all want to switch over, if y'all whatever. Shout outs to Johnny Clark, Mikayla, sorry, I keep pronouncing your name wrong. Albert, Scooter, Cat and Eddie. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. I'm just giving a shout out. I'm on Facebook Live. They're tuning in live. Thank y'all for, watching. I'm trying to get some more. I'm going to try to sporadically, if y'all comment on the show what we talking about. We're doing Raggedy People News, so comment in there and just your opinion. We talking about Tina and, I was about to say Tina and Erica, but it's Tina and Chrisette Michelle. So give me your comments while we doing this. Go ahead, Julie.
Oh, I was just going to say about the R. Kelly thing. When you were saying 12 play and the instructions, sometimes I'm like, EB, sometimes those instructions are necessary, so.
Yeah.
I know R. Kelly is a creep.
I mean, I guess I should say it's the difference between instructing and telling someone, like communicating with someone. It's a difference to me. But what he's doing is like instructing somebody, like the way that's weird.
Let me say this for the record. I've never had to instruct a child or a teenager or anyone under 25, really. I don't want y'all to be saying he be a pedophile. I ain't with that.
Nah, we ain't no petties here.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes you got to let them know what you want. So, nah.
What's up, Andrew?
Sometimes you just got to be aggressive. and I'm going to leave the rest of it alone.
Mm.
Yeah, we move on. Like I said, get them. They trying to scrape together some coins for that double copper, for them double copper albums. And she trying to, and we already know the jig. You going to come out with a, Chrisette Michelle going to come out with a single called Black Woman. Girl, if you don't get your life together. Like, we don't know what that's about. Get your life together. But anyway, moving on to Raggedy People News. Who else is Tyrese? My God. I've been skipping over him for, like, weeks. I've been paying attention with my ex-husband, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I didn't appreciate that. He could go on somewhere because The Rock, listen, The Rock getting these coins. And if you was handling business like you was supposed to, you wouldn't be worrying about that little funky Fast and Furious coin. Get your life together, sir, and worry about this child case. Oh, my God, I saw that video. I hate to laugh, but, I mean, I guess it's pain and suffering, but I know on the show I mentioned how good his Black Rose album was. I put it in my top 2015 list. And I'm hella not biased at all because I can't stand him just for personal reasons because this ain't something of like I'm just somebody that's, no, I've actually seen him like multiple, like this is what I do for a living. So I've seen him. So he's not like the most pleasant person to be around. So when I hear these allegations, it's not far of a stretch for me to believe this stuff because he's not like the most like the most sincere, like genuine person to be around because he's just an asshole to me. From what I've seen, I'm saying what I've seen with my own eyes, not what somebody told me that just from observing him, he seems like an asshole. So all the child abuse, allegations, I'm not really focused on that. I'm mostly of his character and how he's handling the situation with his, ex-wife because I don't think it's not really all that necessary to like, post all this stuff. It's not necessary at all to post all this information on the internet for everybody. So all of that, I think he could simply sit down with his ex-wife and handle something out or however they discipline and work it out. But he's, like, doing all this dramatic shit. Like, he's, like, and then first off, he can't spell. And so secondly, it was hard for me to decipher all these different Instagram posts because it's, like, a waste of time. I'm like, dude, are you serious right now? Like, why are you've been all this week, you've been starting these beefs because you want your Fast and Furious 27 to go through. Like, dude, can you, go on tour or something and get you another check besides that one? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. And so, I don't necessarily care about, like, this whole situation. He got on camera crying. And y'all are just, like, ridiculous. It's, like, people making jokes. I saw one Twitter, and it was, like, when you thought you had $200, and it says a negative $20 in your check, and he had a Twitter meme with Tyrese cry. I was, like, y'all are ridiculous. But, yeah, that, I don't necessarily feel bad for him like that. What do y'all think of it? Whoever wants to go. I don't really care.
I first still want to know what is his beef with The Rock? Like, where did that come from?
Because he's the star of the film, I guess. Because they're, I'm getting feedback. Jealous. It seems like to me he's jealous that The Rock is getting all the attention. And that's really why that movie series is going so long because, The Rock really they added all these different stars to it because, at first, you know, they have different, people in the franchise every year, but The Rock really, like, put the sales over before that.
Right.
So, I believe that's 100% the reason why he's jealous of the attention he's getting. Cause it's clear as day because he wouldn't go on this rampage of, like, dissing him every time, but he finally quit when The Rock checked his ass on the video when he was working out. Like, he put your whole, milk dud head in his arm, like in, somebody said, put your whole milk dud head in, his, armpit like you did with Ving Rhames and Baby Boy. I thought that was funny.
Man.
Somebody said that on, I think it was on Instagram, somebody had that. They was like, The Rock gonna do him like, his stepdaddy did in Baby Boy. I thought that was funny.
I mean, it's just too much. The situation, cause I didn't watch radio. Like, stop putting your business, all of this business, especially when you're a celebrity, like you're too accessible. You're putting all your business on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. I mean, I've been new Tyrese's craziest cat shit. He's unstable. The man is unstable. We've known that for a long time, but he's doing too much at this point. And I want to feel sorry for him because, you know, it's a situation with your child. But why put it out there like that? Like, that's something, like you said, Q-Lin, that you and the mother need to or should have been able to work out in private. You putting it out there, you kind of leaving yourself open to all of, you know, the ridicule, and it's unnecessary. All of it is.
Yeah, so the people in the comments, if they're tuning in live with me on Facebook, we talk about Tyrese. Y'all could put y'all comments. Y'all could comment throughout the show and tell us how what you feel about the situation. We talk about Tyrese. We're going to move on, though, because, like I said, Evie got to get to his Uber shift and play that, get that Fishnet Condom EP, gospel EP popping out here in these streets, you know, so he can keep getting these texts and bookings and stuff, so... yeah, let me see, what else we got on here? Oh yeah, oh, we just gonna quickly go past here, this mother, I remember you posted that story earlier in the week of this mother beating her child over,
yeah.
What did you say, it was a Bible scripture or something? Yeah, she's a raggedy.
She didn't know the Bible
scripture. You trash as hell and don't need to have kids because you raggedy. And I hope they beat your ass when you're in jail because you shouldn't be doing that to a child, freaking weirdo. Gonna beat somebody over some Bible scriptures. I hope none of y'all comment and say, well, that's how I was like, no, because you're gonna be blocked if you say that. Do not justify this woman beating a child over not knowing Bible scriptures or whatever, because that's ridiculous. Please don't comment that. I love the interaction comments, but if that is your life, please don't put that on there. We can skip. But yeah, what do you feel about it, Julie, about that story? Did you know anything about that story, Julie?
Is that the lady out of Memphis who beat her son and he ended up killing himself?
Oh, no, this is a different one.
I think it's a different. I heard that one on the radio show, I think. I'm not sure.
Oh, I haven't heard that one, but I heard about the one in Memphis where she was beating her son and he committed suicide. And now Gotti, Yo Gotti, is paying for the funeral.
Oh, yeah, he's paying for the funeral. I did hear that. Okay. Wow.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that story is crazy.
I mean, I got my ass beat. I ain't never my mama never beat me to suicide. I mean, what the fuck kind of household are they in?
Yeah, that's crazy. And then also, that's a crazy story when Evie posted that. I was like, yeah, they need to beat her ass when she go to prison for that. And they usually do because they don't like rapists and child molesters in prison. So they usually get beat. Say it again.
I said, you can't do anything to kids that survive in prison, you know.
Right, exactly.
Nah.
What else? Oh, yeah, more raggedy people. Shout out to this girl that actually posted this. She posted her story and basically was saying that some people, it was so ridiculous when I saw this. She said that, before I tell what she tweeted, I'm trying to paraphrase it because I don't have time to look it up. But, basically the Twitter story she told was that when you look at the pictures, I have it retweeted on my timeline if you want to look at it, but it's just some people were, like, stalking her for, like, weeks, or I say stalk because you don't sit and watch people every week when they go to a hospital to check to see if they basically were checking to see if she was handicapped, and they both basically wrote on, they left the, like, they actually printed out papers, like, you would type up and put, like, not handicapped, this person, we watched her go through there, she doesn't look handicapped, and then she posted, it was like all over her car, they put shit like that on her passenger, her, driver's side, the back window, the front, and it just says all this ridiculous stuff, and basically accusing her of not being handicapped. And her post said, actually I'm a cancer patient and I have a right, basically saying I have a right to park here. And I want to say to whoever did that, you fucking coward, how the fuck you gonna go up to somebody's car you don't know and sit up there and basically stalk this lady And she probably already feels bad about, she's probably going through chemo and all that stuff, and she doesn't want to go through that every week. But how dare y'all sit up there and post that shit on her car, you fucking coward. And I'm cussing because that shit pissed me off reading that. And I said that, I said on the Twitter, I retweeted it, and I was like, what kind of levels of douchebaggery for you to have the time to sit up there and do that shit? And I was like, people just refuse to, like, mind their business. Like, you simply could have just minded your business, and none of that would have happened. But people don't like doing that because they just ignorant. I just can't stand people like that. That shit pissed me off reading that. And I'm sorry for all the cussing and stuff because I try not to do that, but that really pissed me off. Sorry to all the Facebook Live people that are churchgoers and people that I know and friends and family, but that really pissed me off when I saw that tweet. Because she actually liked what I said, too. I know she don't want to post that to get people riled up, but I'll say it for you. Those are a bunch of douchebags that did that, and they're a bunch of cowards. So what do y'all think about that story?
Well, I think we'll just add that to your lawsuit.
To your lawsuit?
Yeah, the lawsuit. Your pending lawsuit.
Pino? No, that's not me. I'm talking about the story.
I'm just trying to get another
case. I said, what do you think about the story?
I'm just trying to get another case.
Is EB still on here, or did he go to his ship yet? I think he left. I think he had to go do his shift. But what'd you say, Julie? Go ahead.
I was just saying you were apologizing for cussing on the Facebook Live, and I was like, shit, church people cuss too.
Mm-hmm. And she knows this is a
right, they do. Yeah, Christians are like the best cussers in the world. It's like different denominations that like cuss like really well.
Oh.
But I was just saying, yeah, I just got mad thinking about it again, and I just started cussing or whatever. Sorry, but yeah, it's like, the a-hole, like, how you sit up there and do that? That lady probably feels, like, bad already going to the hospital and going through all that, and you just make it, like, 10 times worse by doing that bullshit because you don't want to mind your business. Like, who does that? It's just so ridiculous.
Well, I guess, you know, since EB has left the scene, I guess I can fill in, huh?
Yeah, we have Julie on, so she's doing all the fill-in, actually, Will.
Yeah, hey, Julie, yes, I'm William. I'm the one that Q-Lynn hides in the background.
Because you want to go off on a rampage, and I don't know what you're going to do, because I don't know if you're on that Pino, and I don't want a part two of the Pino Grigio experience, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and I feel like it's going to run over, and I was going to allow our guest host to pick, just come off the dome and during the topic. After we read these raggedy people on Savvy News, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So
okay.
I was going to run this with Julie, and if you have an input on the stories, you can do that, Will.
Okay.
You could be a participant. But you have to stay on topic of what we're talking about.
Thank you, Q-Lynn. Thank you for allowing me back on your show, you know, since you fired me. But I do have
sober mind. If you are sober mind, yes. But if I'm getting Pino, Will, he can...
That's quite hypocritical. You're never sober on this show, so why are you so hypocritical? You know, you sound like 45. You know, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
No, I'm
Washington
just trying to
show.
Run a sober show, and people that can be functionally drunk on the show. That's what I'm trying to do. So, if you can stay on topic and not pick up that Pino while we're doing this, or if it's not kicked in, you can participate, but you got to stay on topic, sir.
See, that's
all I'm asking.
That's why you're being sued.
I'm trying to be so diplomatic right now. I haven't even started. I haven't made any jokes towards you. I don't get any credit for that. Once again, you stopped the show to have therapy. Now you want to have therapy. We tried to have this therapy last week, and you wouldn't open up to the class. And now we got our great guest on, founder of Just Whip Products. I'm trying to promote her stuff by the end of these news topics, and you keep cutting in front of company.
Julie,
Get it together, sir.
Julie, you are wonderful.
Let our guest host do her thing.
Julie,
she didn't come on here to hear your drunken rant.
Julie,
so get it together, sir.
Julie, you are wonderful. And please excuse our host, Q-Lynn Green. All right?
I just want you, if you could just
listen to what I'm saying. I just made a simple point. I didn't make any jokes. I said you can participate in the conversation as long as you stay on topic and leave that peanut alone. You can join it because we actually gonna get to your guy. You say that I'm acting like 45 and we can let you get it off your chest again. And I want to get your point of view on that. But we'll get to that if you will calm down. And we ain't gonna get to you if you don't calm down and quit trying to, put you in your therapy, sir.
I'm thinking about sending you.
I'm giving her respect. Well,
I am thinking about sending you an orange wig. Okay.
Say it again.
I am thinking about sending you an orange wig. Orange, you know the color orange.
That's my favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to me.
Yeah.
Angela.
But it goes
Angela said
than
y'all are funny on Facebook Live. Listen, he is, you see what I have to deal with? I have to deal with this every week. The show is live. And so I don't have the pleasure of editing and cutting this while we on air. We have to go through a whole show. And so when he starts this, I have to think about, oh my God, look how many edits I have to do. Because he wants to spend 20 minutes doing this, and then we run out of time, and then he hits us with the indie music and being disrespectful every week when he's the one interrupting us. You see what I'm saying? Y'all getting live with this. This is documented evidence. So I want everybody in the comments who sees this on Facebook Live, comment, and if you're watching this video, if this is a replay for y'all, comment right here and say whose side you on. Me or Will. Put Q-Lynn or Will. Who you are. Oh. Who's winning this argument. Put it in the comments.
Please, please.
Right now. On this part right here, if it's a replay. Who's winning the argument? And so we're going to move on with the show and get to our guest host and let her get her shine because you keep interrupting her, Kanye with Will. Let her get her statements in.
Yes.
Oh,
Julie.
If Julie, do you remember what I was talking about? Because I don't even know. Because I just sit here trying to get the show back and trying to get him to calm down for like 10, 15 minutes. Do you remember what we were talking about? Because I don't, Julie. Try to be the civil person between us. And I hate to put you in this awkward position, but if you can make sense of this and figure out what we were talking about.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Julie.
It was Raggedy People News.
Okay, Raggedy People News. I talked about what did you think about that? Well, you can give your opinion as well. Whoever wants to go first, the cancer, the patient, we were talking about that. What do y'all think about that?
The story. The Emory? No, you said cancer patient?
Yeah, the story I was telling about the people that put all those, said that she wasn't really handicapped and all these, say again.
But the thing about that is anytime you put stories like that out on social media, people are just going to be ugly. You know, people are just going to show their ass. Some people are going to show compassion, but there's always going to be those who going to get those jokes off. You know what I'm saying? They're just going to be ugly in disregard. So, I mean, to me, it comes with the territory.
It's ridiculous to me. It really made me mad because I hate people like that because they're a bunch of cowards because they do that shit. You see, they didn't confront them about it. They had to do the coward's way and do that goofy shit. I just need somebody to just, like, make me, like, a hologram when shit like that happens. It's to where they can where I can physically slap the shit out of them when they do that. Cause that's all they need. I remember seeing a tweet to where it said if people operated like somebody would punch them in the mouth, they wouldn't say half the stuff they do. And that's 100% factual. Cause if you felt like somebody was gonna hit you every time you said something stupid, you would think twice about the dumb stuff you say. And I wish people had, there's a lot of people that's like oblivious to like people's feelings and don't have any empathy. And I wish I could just slap all those people, just being 100. I just really just want to slap them. Because that's the only response I have, because there's no reasoning for you to be this ignorant. That's just my opinion, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's two sides to it. You know, I understand exactly what you're saying, Q-Lan, because you have some people that are so mean. They are really, really mean, and they're mean inside anyway. And they're using social media as a platform to get their evilness out, their meanness out. And it's a damn shame because, you know, you have people committing suicide because somebody said something really bad about them, you know? And
right, they, exactly.
Yeah, it is awful, and people are doing that. I do a lot of shows regarding social media, you know, and its effects on our teenagers. You have kids killing each other, killing themselves because somebody said something bad about them. Or made fun of them or whatever it was, you know, on social media or posting things, you know, and so
right.
Social media is a great thing, but it's also a bad thing in the wrong hands. That's my opinion.
That's 100% factual. Yeah. And the people just, and then the internet, social media, they just get the courage to say all that nasty stuff.
Oh.
And most of the time they just project how they feel on other people. So it's just ridiculous. But yeah, I think the last one, this kind of coincides with that, was I saw the internet was going crazy a week ago, and I think 2 weeks ago, because I forgot what show it was. Gabrielle Union was like, I don't know if it was a tweet or something, but it was something about like the way her husband likes pleasure, and it's dealing with the bottom part of your body. I don't want to get too explicit on here because I'm trying to keep it clean, but
now you are? Oh my God.
Say what?
I said, now you trying to keep it clean? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because this was, I've been keeping it clean. Not like this vulgar, like especially with talking about sex and stuff.
Yeah,
like, this is too vulgar for the people listening in. So.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep that part clean because I don't want to like say too much. And we on Facebook Live, and y'all know it's a lot of y'all Facebook cousins are too critical. So I'm not trying to go that route. I'm trying to keep it clean.
But anyway,
going on to the story, Dwayne Wade, she's basically saying how Dwayne Wade liked to be pleasured, all that stuff. And people were making memes. It was funny. But then, you know, people get too serious. Yes, I've called out y'all on Facebook that takes stuff too seriously. I don't care if you get offended. Y'all do too much. And y'all can't let a joke ride. Y'all always got to get hotep-ish with everything and make everything pro-black and all this other goofy stuff. It doesn't make any sense to be as serious. And, yeah, it's just crazy. And so when I read that, I was cool. But then it was something to where... It became like really like, it turned real fast, and mostly what I saw it on Facebook and Twitter. It started with these like homophobic, I'm putting this in Raggedy People News because if you call yourself worrying about Raggedy People News, I'm getting confused because I'm sitting here on Facebook. If you call yourself worrying about other people's, sorry. Can y'all hear me now? Okay. If y'all call yourself worried about other people and what they do with their sexuality, then you're losing. That's what my opinion is. You shouldn't be worried about what other people's sexual activities, because that's weird. But that's just weird to me. Don't be worried about what other people be doing sexually. That's just my opinion. So yeah, all people that are making all those jokes about Dwayne Wade and his sexuality, y'all need to just dead all that to me. What do y'all think?
Okay, can we talk about this though? Because I had this conversation.
Go ahead.
I had a conversation with a close friend, and he says that it's not as far-fetched as, you know, social media would like it to be, says, because when guys are having guy talk, they talk about different things that they have experience with their ladies or what have you.
Sorry, I had it.
So I asked him, I said, so you've experienced what Gabrielle was talking about? He was like, hell yeah, it was lit. I was like, oh, wow, okay. So people reacting and they're making jokes about D-Wade and his love life and how their bedroom is set up, even, you know, alluding to, well, he had a break baby on her. Listen, them folks happy, and if they ain't happy, they show act happy enough for me. But that ain't none of my business what happened in somebody else's bedroom. Unless
right,
something
exactly.
That belongs to me is in that bedroom. That's the only time it's my business. So I don't have no problem with it. If she into tossing salads and he into having his salad tossed, I mean, so be it.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's what I'm trying not to allude to that, Will, because I knew you were going to get like, oh, my God, because that's how when y'all hear that. Y'all got to quit being so new to, like, sexuality. I'm talking to the people that make these comments, because if you are comfortable with your sexuality, that shouldn't even faze you.
Bother you.
It's not a big deal. Whatever you think of their marriage don't matter because you're not in it. So, and people like, and I just can't, I think the top things that I'm getting tired of in society, especially on social media, is people, when you, because I had a lot of conversations on Twitter, on Facebook as well, but I'm so tired of these conversations. When you call them out on it, when you're a heterosexual being, and you call them out, and they claim to be a heterosexual, and then they backpedal so much into what they say, and then when you get them in a corner, they be like, well, that's just my opinion. If I hear that one more time, that's like getting up there like top three with black-on-black crime. What else gets on my nerves? It's like, I think white man's religion, if I hear that phrase one more time, I'm going to go crazy. And I think the third one, that one is getting in the top three of like, well, that's just my opinion. And any, like, just, like, any kind of variation from that, like, I disagree. You can, you can agree with, without, you can, what's that saying? What's it called? When you agree with somebody? I mean, they don't want to agree with you, and they, like, dismiss it. I forgot. I don't know, but. Yeah, that one of like, well, that's just my opinion. When you say something ignorant, y'all like, that like puts me at a different level to really wanting to say something so foul. And I used to be that person to where I would just snap on you for just saying like ridiculous stuff. But now I'm trying to like have like a nice dialogue, but sometimes it's just like ignorant to me. And I feel like I make, that's what it is. Thank you, Angela. Agree to disagree. That's what I was trying to say. Agree to disagree. That's just on my nerves as well. Because it's the thing, difference between right is right, wrong is wrong. And I feel like with a lot of stuff, I think it all correlates together. With people that don't like gay people, and to those that don't like different races, to those that don't like women, it's all correlations together. If you really think about it. Think about, If you know somebody racist and, they just say like crazy, like bigoted stuff, and you just be like, well, that's Uncle so-and-so, so that's what it is. And think about when one of your women friends, one of your male friends get into it and he says something like real disrespectful and then like, trying to act like he's gonna assault her, and then you'd be like, that's just him being him. And just think about somebody that says something homophobic, and you just be like, well, that's just my friend. How are you have the gall, how are you there, and you, I just don't understand people that are just so nonchalant about people that they know that do foul stuff. I just don't understand that. That's like the biggest mystery that I just can't understand. Like, how is it that you allow the people around you to just be disrespectful and you're nonchalant about it?
Hey, Kulin, can I chime in on that? I have an opinion about that. I think that either they're too cowardly to say something about it or they're okay with it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's what it is, but it's like people don't want to rock the, and most of it is, they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to, like, set that person off, and they don't want that person to say whatever to them. I don't feel like it's confrontational. I don't feel like it's being combative to point out somebody doing something, like, completely wrong. And why I make that correlation is because that's, like, life or death for people. Because when you allow that to happen and those people to do that, it's a lot of people that are, like, really violent that have the same mentality. And a lot of people don't care about that. They don't care about women getting assaulted. They don't care about races putting nooses and threatening people, stabbing people, killing people because they believe this way. They don't care nothing about Muslims being attacked.
for just the WAM, whatever it is that represents their religion. They don't care about that. They don't care about gay people being killed. They don't care about transsexuals or transgenders being killed. And they act like, what's crazy to me, especially with this whole Dwayne Wade situation, is that it's a lot of people trying to bully like heterosexuals. They're basically, like, that's like a form of bullying. Like, with that Dwayne Wade situation, because you basically trying to shame him into wearing, like, it doesn't even matter if you like what he has on. You're basically shaming him for, fashion is a part of expression. Whether or not you agree with it is subjective. For you to try to emasculate that, you're basically bullying. Article was so good. They're basically asking him what he's been doing since the Love Below. And he was really honest, and they were, like, asking him about, I think the one thing I got from that was that in that article was that he didn't think he was, like that top MC at all. Like, he said Big Boy, which is natural, because he was, like, I think the best lyrical rapper, but he didn't think he was, like, a top, like, MC. I thought that was crazy.
Really?
Yeah. And he's, like, trying to get Alana, I think another great thing to point out, he's, like, trying to get Alana and Anita Baker shirts going. Because he told a story about how he felt bad for, because he said he bought a bootleg shirt online, and he said the material on the shirt felt like it wasn't real or something like that. And he said he felt bad and sent, like, $20 or something to Anita Baker or something. And he said he felt bad for it. And he said he's trying to come up with line of T-shirts and stuff of Anita Baker, which said, I want one. I was like, that's like the most important thing I got out of the interview. Now,
I did see the post with the shirt. I did see that because she retweeted it or something. Anita Baker did.
Right.
But I didn't know the backstory.
Yeah, I thought that was so cool when she posted that. I'm like, yes, maybe they could collaborate. A lot of people were saying collaborating for a song. I mean, that's cool too, but I'm like, I need to get these t-shirts happening. That's what I was worried about. I'm like, I want Anita Baker, especially the Rapture album t-shirt. What? My top favorite album. But yeah, that was a great article if the listeners haven't, it came out on Monday, I believe. It was really good, GQ. Well, can you hear me? I know it says you on Facebook Live. Can you hear me on there?
Yes. No, I can't hear you on Facebook Live. I can hear you through the radio broadcast, but not through Facebook Live.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm about to cut this off because this is ridiculous. I knew I should have started. I'm so sorry, y'all. I should have did it from two different things because there's a lot of people tuned in, too. I'm so mad I messed this up. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm about to discard this because this is ridiculous. I thought y'all could hear me. I saw people commenting that, but doggone it, I'm going to just, from now on, do it before the show or get another phone or do it from my laptop or something. Sorry, y'all. I just deleted it because y'all need to
catch. Okay. Well, guess what? All's not lost. Guess what? They can catch the last. QLN, they can catch the last 10. Yes. I'll give you an extra 5 minutes or so. They can catch the last 15 minutes. Tell them to download the app, IMGT.
Yeah, I already told them it, but I'm just saying they wanted to see it live. It was people tuning in live, but they couldn't hear because I think the phone call canceled out the thing or whatever. I thought you could do it both at the same time.
Sometimes you can.
We'll get it together next week. I'll do this because that's actually fun. Y'all actually tuned in. I appreciate that. There was a lot of people jumping on, but they couldn't hear. I'm so bad about it. Sorry about that. We're having a great show. This is a great show. Savvy News, I think that's Andre 3000. Also, 29 years of Slick Rick, the Great Adventures of Slick Rick, that anniversary album. 29 years since that album was released. I thought that was good. Savvy News. Also, I don't know if you heard the story, Julie, but it was did you hear about that, I don't know if he was a football player or a student from, I forgot what, high school it was or middle school or something, but did you hear about that, that player that had a cerebral, palsy that, did like 80 yard touchdown?
I saw that, yes, I saw that. That was very
Oh my God. I was like,
I was like trying not to cry, and then it's like, oh man, it's getting dusty in here because my eyes were like water. I was like, oh! That's another thing, y'all know, I'm a real big crybaby. And so when I see stuff like that, it just like makes me, it's like, oh, it's getting dusty in here. My eyes, I don't know what's happening. Like water coming from it. But yeah, that was like so heartfelt. I was like, and I loved how like the opposing team was like helping them too. I was like, oh my God, that's what was like doing me in was that I was like, oh my God, that was crazy. And he got it too. He got an 80-yard touchdown. I thought that was like so cool they let him do that. But they said that was his first time walking like from those crutches. So that was crazy. I mean, running to the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I was like, it's like stories like that. Do you ever just like watch it? Like, I think it's like the backstories that get me, cause I'd be like sitting there, and I know it's age too, cause I used to not cry about stuff like this, like it would get me emotional. But it was like one, I saw on Facebook and somebody, like they do the backstory before they like play the video and have the like the words on the screen. They were like, this, kid like lost, her cat died or something, and, her mom was about to surprise her with like a new kitten because she was doing good in school, and it was like a baby kitten or something. And it was like they went in her room and they like had the kitten like hid like somewhere inside her room. And then they was like, go in your room. And then she went in there and saw that kitten, and she just started like getting hysterical, started crying. I was like, oh my God! I'm like, I don't even like cats. This is making me emotional. I was like, what is wrong with me? I don't even like cats. Why am I crying? It's just like stories like that to be like, man, do you do that? Like watch those videos that be online?
Sometimes, but you know what? I do and I get emotional, but that's the reason why I try to avoid them because they turn into a rabbit hole and then it's 3 a.m. and I got to be up at 4:30. And I've been up.
What do you do? Do you watch the ones that say you're going to cry, get your tears ready, and you be like, nah, I'm not going to cry. And then when it starts, you start crying. You be trying not to cry when you watch them.
I do.
Yeah, as soon as I see that, it'd be like a caption underneath the video, and it'd be like, you gonna cry? I'm like, no, I'm not, because I'm a G. We don't cry. That ain't what we do. We don't cry about like kitten videos. But as soon as I saw that video, I was like, oh man, I'm crying. What's going on with my eyes? Oh my God. But yeah. What was another one that was, it's just those videos just be like, I'm like, I don't even like cats, why am I crying? But it's just most of them, I don't know what it is. But I'm trying to figure out what else is going on Savvy News. I think, oh yeah, shout out to Kaepernick's lawsuit that's going on with the NFL, and it looks like it's picking up steam because the NFL owners I forgot specifically who it is. I think it was Jerry Jones
and Bob McNair.
Yes, they have to release their emails and whatever messages related to this. So that's Savvy News all the way.
Yep, Kaepernick. Look here, if he doesn't get a job, I think he might get paid because we know there's collusion going on because they blackball that boy. And number one,
other cases to get him on the team or something. I don't know specifics how that works in the NFL because this is like brand new to me because I've never heard anything like this because this like the first thing I know is somebody get a specific player being blackballed. That's why I think he has a case because they're like legitimately like discriminated against him. All the owners are. So I've never seen somebody like sue the NFL and win like that or like by some, like this is like major, this case or whatever, so I'm like, I don't know like the specifics of it, but it seems like he's going to get on a team. I think he basically wants to, what I read from his reps, he basically wants to be signed, so that's why he's doing this. So if he gets paid and gets signed, all power to him. That's a win-win situation right there. But I think he's doing it to get on the team.
I think he's going to prevail in this. And because we know, if you look at it, no team would hire this man, right? And you have teams right now that are looking for quarterbacks. Number one, like the Houston, Texas, they just lost their quarterback, their star quarterback, in practice this week.
Yesterday.
You know, and you've got players, and you've got so many awful teams out here that Kaepernick will run circles around them. There's no question about it. And you know, and then you forgot, Donald Trump said back in the spring that no team wanted to hire this man because they didn't want nasty tweets from him. Remember that?
Yep. But listen, I'm going to tell you, it's definitely collusion. It's definitely some bullshit. I really don't think that he wants to be hired. Well, maybe, let me not say he doesn't want to be hired, but he knows that this is going to expose more things by filing the paperwork for collusion, you know, and the fact that they're demanding, the paperwork is demanding emails and text messages, like the subpoena. So they have to turn off. Could you imagine what all is in Jerry Jones's text messages or McNair? I mean, it's going to be quite interesting what's going to be exposed from this. But it's nothing that we don't already know, nothing that our parents and grandparents haven't told us for years about, you know, powerful white men.
That's right.
So what Kaepernick, what he's doing, he's really doing it for the culture. It's not about a contract at all. You know what I'm saying? He knows why he doesn't have a job. You know, it's because he's defiant. He's like, remember in Roots when Kunta wouldn't say his name was Toby? That's how they're doing him, and he refuses to say his name is Toby. So they're trying to chop him off. They're trying to chop off both his legs at this point.
Oh, absolutely. No, you 1,000% correct.
Because Houston, we could definitely use him as our quarterback. For one, he already knows how to go to the Super Bowl. Two, he's in better condition than several quarterbacks that are in the league. And three, our quarterback just got injured yesterday, the day after we come off of the high of our baseball team winning the World Series. It's announced that our star quarterback, who's had a wonderful rookie season, he's out for the rest of the season. So, yeah, you would think that McNair would be all over this, but again, just last week, McNair was talking about you can't let the inmates run the prison. So,
right.
We have to realize who we're dealing with. This, people say, oh, it's just business. No, it's not just business. Slavery was business too. You know what I'm saying? This is about control and power, and you know, they don't want you on their, in their house telling them what you're not going to do. You know, and that's why certain people, you won't see them speak up. Dez Bryant beat up his mama, but he don't have shit to say to the owner of his team. Like, come on, man. We know what time it is. So as far as this collusion case, I'm with it. I know it's going to come out. You know, we already know how this going to play out. That was some real shit today when that dropped, that they were demanding those documents.
Oh,
you understand,
yeah,
how real that is? Because that's going to show the other side of those conversations, which is going to expose other owners. But the fact that they confirmed it's Jerry Jones and McNair.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's right. And Julie, and something else. Not only are they going to subpoena documents, they're going to subpoena witnesses, people that worked in front offices of these various clubs, that have been privy in meetings, you know, like the back office type situation. So you're going to get testimony, and you're also going to get documents, emails, text messages and things of that nature. And you know, and now, I think any one of us three would be naive to think that these guys haven't discussed Kaepernick together.
Right.
It'd be crazy, wouldn't it? So no, we knew it happened. I was so happy because when I saw the message, it said something about Kaepernick's case had just made a turn. Because a lot of people were saying, oh, this is going nowhere. He can't prove anything and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? I think he may have hired the right lawyer.
Yeah.
Q-Lin, where are you?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. We can hear you loud and clear now.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, y'all. I was sitting writing a message. I know we're at the end of the show now. Thank you so much, Julie, for coming on. I was going to read another message on here. It was somebody, it was one of my friends actually texted me on Sunday and was listening, said they listened in live, and of that show when we were going off talking about the emails we got, and they liked your comment about that saying you should have called. Well, I guess I could say it all here. I know I'm trying to keep it clean, but he said you should have called her a hater bitch instead of that. When you said that about when they would make it talk about Karen White and they was saying she wasn't a legend and you were like, she's not your superwoman, you hate her. They was like, you should have said hater bitch. They so nasty. I was like, we don't do that on here. That was funny. They said they thought that was funny what you said. They said it was perfect timing.
Yeah, she's not your superwoman.
Yeah, they were saying you should have added on hater bitch. I'm like, that's not nice. You don't say things like that. Even though I felt that way, but you don't say stuff like that. You're already hype up the hate email, but thank you so much. Tell people where they can find you on social media and where they can get your product, Just Whip products.
Yes, you can find me on social media. You can find me on Instagram. The business page is Just Whip, and the me page is The Southern Socialite. You have to put the in front of it, and that is in a high in demand Instagram name. I've received monetary offers for that IG account. So yes, The Southern Socialite is my Instagram, and my business page is Just Whip, and you can get Just Whip products online at www.justwhip.bigcartel.com, and we are moving our e-store away from that platform probably by Thanksgiving to our own platform, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, sounds great, Matt. Thank you so much I already used, when you sent that, thank you so much. I forgot to tell you that the last time you were on. Thank you so much for sending me that ache and cream, cause my God, I need some now, cause my side was killing me. And I ran out already. I need to buy some more. I need to get on there and buy some tonight, cause my side was killing me. I was like, my God. Got ailments. Say it again.
I said, I have to get you a big one and then send you a travel size that you just keep, you know, when you're on the road.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I know you said you had a lot going on, so I appreciate you sending that when you had a lot going on, because I know how it is. I'm like, man, I don't like stressing people out. So I was like, I just wait on it. If the Lord blessed me that week, guess what? It's all right with me. So I ain't trying to rush nobody. They got to do what you got to do. I was like, I ain't going to rush it. I'm like, I forgot about it until you sent me that. I was like, oh yeah. Cause I was just using, Icy Hot and stuff that smelled bad. And I was like, all right, I'll deal with this until it comes. But that stuff smells so good. And it worked real good. I'm not even saying this, y'all. Get into Just Whip products. I'm not making this up cause I'm like real critical of stuff. I need to get some more products. As soon as I run out of this, these other shea butters I use, I'm gonna buy some. Cause I hate like stocking so much, getting so much of it. I'm just gonna buy it anyway, just cause. I'm gonna get into all those butters. Go on Just Whip, y'all. Y'all quit, trying to just get into these Just Whip products. Get some love and some blessings in your life with these products.
Let me plug this. So it's No Shave November, and our number one product, our first product, my baby, is everything. It's our beard butter line. We have a beard butter line. I make grooming kits with shampoo, conditioner. We have beard masks. I'm the beard whisperer, you know. So if you have a beard, you want it maintained, you want something natural, you don't want to be supporting these corporations that don't support you, holler
right.
At me, because I love us, and I make it for us. Literally, these products are made for our hair, our bodies, our skin, and everything is natural, so it absorbs into the skin very nicely. So please, if you have a beard,
you
at me.
Woo.
We have Beard and Bougie t-shirts, fellas.
Awesome.
Our new Beard and Bougie t-shirt. So get your stuff for No Shave November while supplies last.
Yes, you just hit it right there for us, Bob. You got me wanting to sing the salon song, Foo Boo.
This is for us. Don't try to come for us.
I forgot how the song goes, but yeah.
Hey, Julie.
Get into the foot products.
Hey, Julie.
Speaking of, go ahead, Will.
Yeah, I just want to know, Ken, her favorite engineer on the West Coast, can I get one of those t-shirts and some male moisturizer? You have moisturizers for men, skin moisturizers?
Yeah.
Hey, well.
Definitely.
Well, guess what? I'll inbox you. Hey, are we friends on Facebook?
We can be.
Well, let's
Q-Lane
do that.
Q-Lane has all my information.
All right, we'll take care of that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
Q-Lane. Oh, because he's going to be trying to give you Pinot Grigio coupons and stuff. He's going to be tagging you with the Pinot Grigio coupons when you get on there.
Q-Lane, you know, you're not helping your case at all. You know, you're up to three.
I'll email you her info.
That's a good.
And send it so you can get your ashy elbows some glistening. Let your ashy elbows glistening. I'll make sure to give her your information.
You know you're up to four cases of Pinot now. You owe me about $2,000, so you can settle out of court if you want.
Julie, were you on the show where he said he was going to sue me for a case
slander.
Of Pinot Grigio? Was you on that show?
Slander.
No, I don't remember that.
Julia,
listen, he got on the Pinot Grigio experience. First off, he be drunk on the show.
Oh,
he called me before the show was over with. Told me he was using his Pinot as Windex. And then I was like, all right, he's drunk, so I need to, I had another guest host on, so I was like, man, she need to call in, because I don't know how far this Pinot's going to kick in. And what I tell you, it kicked in, Julie, because every time we tried to get to a Savvy News, he kept playing his Brown Liquor playlist. So I had a 90s theme show going, and he's going to come in with some James Brown and Earth, Wind & Fire. I'm like, and then he kept doing it for 15 minutes, and then he gonna get mad on Facebook and say that he tried to post from the Studio W page anonymous and go say, nope, Will Mike needs to stay off because then he gonna call out EB and say, she gonna fire you EB, don't fall into the trap or something. And then he gonna try to post anonymous and then go say, you fired Will, and I don't appreciate that. Like, he trying to be anonymous, but I was like, first of all, log into Will Brown, your Will Brown page, because you can't be anonymous talking on the Studio W page as Will. Like, those things. And then he's sitting up there snitching on himself, talking about it was the med. So you on PNP, Perks and Pino. That's what he was on. And then he gonna say it was slander when I tell the audience that he was drink like he told on himself and said I'm slandering him and that he gonna sue me for defamation of character.
That's
and
right.
You sit up and tell people you was drinking. Like I'm making this up.
I wasn't drunk. There's a difference between
oh
drinking
my God.
And being. Do I sound drunk to you?
You was slurring on that show. First off, on your other show, listen, Julie, all you gotta do is go to that Pinot Grigio Experience show and go all the way to the end of the show and you hear cause Braxton Back comes on after this. Shout out to the Braxton Back crew. They come on at 7:30 Pacific time. They come on right after this show in like 30 minutes or whatever. So,
Julie, I was not slurring.
Julie, pick up, just type it, just go on the website and listen to the end of that show and hear Adrian try to get him out of that, cause he was segue into that show and he's still on the mic. And she was trying to tell him to get off the mic so they could do their show.
All lies.
And he was slurring. And then he trying to say me and Adrian was plotting against him. No, he wasn't.
Right.
And she said she was listening in her car and was asking what was wrong with you. So this is evidence. She said that to me on the airwaves. So stop trying to act like this. Talk behind your back. She said
Julie,
this on air. That's
all
how
lies.
Drunk you was. You wasn't paying attention.
All lies. Julie, I was experimenting with my Barry White.
It is not.
I was experimenting.
All you gotta do, the evidence speaks for itself.
No.
And we at the end of the show. Thank you. Thank you so much, Julie, for plugging all your stuff. I'm so sorry that our producer can't get over his feelings about getting fired. I let him a part of this show this week. He did amazing. And he still keeps trying to throw me. He say I throw him under the bus. He throw me under the bus because he was a part of the show.
We had a great conversation. I didn't make no kind of Pinot Grigio jokes, and you know I make them when you be doing too much. And we had a great show, and you still keep trying to bring up, like, you was a part of the show, Will. As long as you put that Pinot down, you can be a part of the show.
Look,
you were drunk.
I was not. I was experimenting with my Barry White voice.
Oh, my God. That don't even make any sense. What? You still the same person that's saying it. So what does that mean? So you trying to say you can't be accountable for that because that just lets me know you was drunk saying that.
No.
That's like,
absolutely.
There's only people that's drunk that experiment with other voices. So that don't make any kind of sense at all.
No. You know enough about radio and broadcasting that we always experiment with our voice. You know, the highs.
Yeah, got that quiet storm voice going on. I'm like, what are you doing? We trying to finish the news topic and you trying to play your brown liquor playlist.
Oh my God. Hey, Julie, please.
Oh, before we go, I was going to mention, God. I forgot to mention this in Savvy News. EB said that about we was playing lusty songs for this show. And you know what? I guess I was, after, seeing the Shea Moisture video, because you see Shea Moisture trying to make up with all the people that buy their products with having all these fine men with these beard videos. Did you see that, Julie, before we go? Did you see that video? I was like, look at them trying to camp, because they know black women love looking at, or whoever their audience is looking at all these fine. I was like, yes, look at these variations of fineness. Yes, God. All of them was fine. So,
that's all right. That was what I got coming.
My God.
They was all fine. We at the end of the show. Listen, we got an extra 4 minutes. So I know the Breakfast Back show don't start till 7:30 Pacific time. So we got enough to just reminisce over this video.
So give me this one.
I just want to say shout out to all the five men in that video. Say what?
You engineering now, okay? Right?
Yeah, we are, as long as it takes us to end this show, we actually at quitting time right now, so we right on the money. I just want to give appreciation to the variations of fineness of that Shea Moisture video, because they were all fine to me. It was different colors, different ethnicities, nationalities. I just appreciate the beautiful art they put on there, and I think, everybody except Shea apologize. I feel like that was an apology video for the mess ups from earlier this year. And I think everybody's in agreement that we accept the apology. Do you, Julie? I think your campaign for capitalism to get us to be distracted worked, because I was distracted, because that was fine. All of them was fine to me. I was distracted, yeah. So.
I'm with it. I understand. I'm not hating.
Yes.
I'm not hating.
Yes. I'm pretty sure y'all were doing this right. Y'all were doing it to distract us, and it worked, because I was distracted, because all of them was fine. And they had a nice little thick one, too, in there. I was like, okay, because it was fine. The one with the part in his head, I was like, okay. He, like, thick like a linebacker. I was like, okay, he's fine. Listen, I'll discriminate. You can be a little chubby. I don't care. You got a little stomach. You ain't got to be all muscled out. All of them was fine. The vanilla, they had vanilla, they had chocolate, they had mocha, they had caramel, they had all kind of colors. It was all fine. So shout out to all the fine men in this video. All y'all are ex-husband worthy. I just want to put that out there. All y'all are ex-husband worthy. I'm an eligible girlfriend out here in these streets, so I can still look. So we at the end of the Soul Savviness radio show.
That's a shame.
You're
advocating divorce.
What?
You're advocating divorce, Q-Lan.
Yeah, because that's what it is. All of them are ex-husband. I saw, I think it was like 7 or 8 men in that commercial, and I'm like, all of them, I have like 8 ex-husbands. I think I have more than that, because I call all 5 men my ex-husband. Like, Dwayne, add him, that's 9. And then you got, Lenny Kravitz is another ex-husband. Who else? So I got a lot of ex-husbands. Tyson Beckford is, another ex-husband, because he just, like, his teeth and his eyes, oh, my God. He has, like, all the shape. Okay, we getting off topic. I'm just thinking about it. Yeah, I got, like, 10 ex-husbands. So, yeah, 10 ex-husbands. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I have a guilty. I want to admit something. So,
go ahead.
Speaking of famous husbands, y'all know Idris Elba cheated on me with the great value-looking Kerry Washington. You know,
he's a great value.
First time on... Yeah, she looks like a great value, Kerry Washington.
Oh, my God. He sure did. He got so many ex-girlfriends. Like, I don't know who to.
But, you know, I ain't tripping. I've come to realize who my soulmate is. And he's nothing like what I imagined because he's short. And I'm going to leave after this. I'm going to just hang up after I say his name.
Oh, no, don't do that because we got to do Savvy Heathen talk. Just put it out there.
So don't good me.
Oh, man. Okay.
I think I love Plies. I think Plies is my soulmate.
Kirk Franklin is your soulmate?
Plies, nigga. I said Plies.
Stop. all my people say stop. You're in love with that. You're in love with that person. They're the same person. I love whoever created that joke because they are absolutely the same person. Plies be cracking me up. I have to look at Sweep. I can't say the word on that, but the way he say that, he had me dying. Sweep of sadness. I'm like, dude, really? And he's be out there. He is short, though. What is he, like 5'6", 5'7"?
It's that.
Yeah, I don't do short men. All them got Napoleon complex. Like, all of them got bad tempers. That's my theory. I ain't met a short man yet that ain't have a bad temper, so I'm always going to go with that. It might be a stereotype against short men, but
what do you call short?
I haven't met one yet.
What do you call short?
If you're not 5'10", 5'10 is average height for a man, so if you're not 5'10", then you're short.
Well, I'm not 5'10".
Then you're short.
See?
That's probably why you got so much animosity against him, because your Napoleon complex is always coming up.
Oh. See, you be glad that we're running out of time, okay? We would visit this,
yeah.
We will revisit this again. Because.
Okay, we can do it next week.
Because
we got a guest coming on at the top of the show, so you gotta hold all that angst to yourself till we interview him, but. Next week, let me announce, next week, at the top of the show, we're interviewing a very great, veteran jazz musician named Monty Croft. Shout out to him. I can't wait to have him on. We're gonna have a really good music conversation. I know y'all enjoy those. And we're going to have another one. He's not going to be on with us long because I think he has a gig after that. But we're going to have a nice little 30-minute or hour conversation with him. And make sure y'all tune in the next week, and I have more information on that show of all the things he's done. Because he just backed for Gladys Knight. He does a lot of shows in New York, so he just did a show with Gladys Knight. So I'm going to ask him about that when he comes on. But, yeah, Julie... Yeah, who else are the short people before we go? Who else are you crushing on? We're going to talk about our crushes for a little bit.
See, okay, right.
Who else?
Call me
I
short.
Just Plies.
You know, he's not bad looking on the eyes either, so he's actually cute. That's I wouldn't smart. Mind it. Now, if you were to, now, I thought you was about to get ready to say a little Uzi Bird or something. I was like, say, girl, no, don't do that. Because now that would be a judgment. I wouldn't judge Plies because he's actually cute.
Q-Lynn, you have 2 minutes.
Okay. We're about to end. I was just interested in what Julie was talking about. We're about to end. I'm about to get into the Savvy Heathen talk before she goes. But, yeah, you said that's it. I have a lot. I'll have to list all like we did that one show with black couples and stuff because it's mostly the men that I like. It ain't necessarily the women of the couple themselves, because I'm like, man, why you married her? That's what I be thinking half the time when I see. I'm like, ooh, why? That's what when you said about Idris. That's how I feel most of the time. But yeah, what's your Savvy Heathen talk for the before we wrap up, Julie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Oh no, you're fine. I said, what's your Savvy Heathen talk before we go?
A Savvy Heathen talk?
Yeah, just whatever's on your mind. It can be something positive, or if you want to go the heathen route like I do, you know, you can do that as well.
I better not go the heathen route. Let's see, what's on my mind? I really want us for the month up for the holidays. I've been doing this for years, but to really try to make the majority of our purchases November, December, be to small black businesses. I think that is so important. We can't get these businesses off the ground if we don't support them. So that's like my passion. That's why I have my businesses. But really want to just challenge your listeners and your supporters to like
try to spend, if you set a budget for $1,000 for the holidays, you know, make sure 75% of that, get $7,500 of that for black-owned businesses. You know, they're black jewelers, so if you're looking to buy some jewelry, there's some black jewelers, you know. You might have to search a little bit if you need one. I know one, Sanders Jewelers in Birmingham, Alabama. Holler at my boy Riff. But, like, let's support one another. I think that's where we mess up the most in our community. That's what leaves us behind. We get so content with our successes, our six figures, and our this and our that. But we don't understand how we can really grow if we just take care of one another instead of expecting everybody else to do it for us, you know. So
exactly.
That's my thing. That's where I'm at. Like, for me,
you think you want to start on Cyber Monday?
Huh?
You want us to do it on Cyber? Is Cyber Monday a good day to do it? Like,
we can start now. People already buy stuff. You know.
Well, I mean, you said during the holidays. I'm like, you know, like Black Friday or whatever they have, like that thing. I think a lot of people do a good job of like promoting all the different black businesses. But you think I was just asking for me because I do that. Sometimes I like waiting until Cyber Monday to start like purchasing for black businesses because it's a lot of great websites that sell stuff. So I was just asking for me or just me or somebody that thinks like me, is Cyber Monday a good time or just do it then during the holidays?
Period.
Okay. I'll do that. It's a lot of great ones out there. Y'all need to, but the black business we got on right now, y'all get into Just Whip product.
Yay.
And if you listening to this on the audio of this on the website, I got all the information down below, and all you got to do is click on Just Whip, and it'll take you right to that website. So stop playing and get some glistening in your spirit. Get your ashy soul and put some of that Just Whip product on it and let it elevate your life just a little bit. And so we at the end of Soul Sadness Radio. Thank you so much, Julie, for coming on, putting up with our foolishness. I try to act right. I think we acted right today. I wasn't trying to go all the way, except for Will trying to get me hyped up and then just starting all this foolishness all over again about this defamation thing. I told him if he... Say it again.
When are we going to do our dedication to Houston music?
Doggone it. That's what I was supposed to do. And I think I had it written down. My God. What are you doing next week? Are you busy next week? I'm not playing. Are you busy next week?
I am. You know why? I have company in town. We've been friends since I was in preschool. Like, you literally have grown up.
I'm so mad. Because I wanted to do that this week before EB got off air. I was wanting to do it with him, and I completely forgot about that. Yeah. Doggone it. Man, we gotta get you back on. If you stay on the line, we gonna talk about this because we gotta get this settled. Because I'm so mad, I forgot about that. You should have mentioned it during the show, and we would have brought it up. Cause, man,
that's right.
Hey, Julie, I got a hamster mind, but yeah. Oh, go ahead, Will.
Yeah. So Julie, now you know who drinks on the show, right? It's Q.
First off, Will, I have all my notes here, making sure I have everything covered. Julie,
do you see how
disrespectful he's being in right now? Disrespectful. That's why I got to mute this. So I can finish what I was saying.
Alright, it's down low.
I am fixing to wrap up the show. You see how he does me, Julie? Just plays this Emmy music when I was trying to make a thought. And he just cut it off immediately because that's what he does. But anyway,
you're only 24 minutes.
I don't even remember what I was going to say. He tried to diss me and then play the Emmy music on me. I was actually being professional and I wrote everything down. Tried to promote the show on Facebook. You don't appreciate that. You just, oh my God, this is so like, this is what I got to deal with, y'all. I'm trying to be professional. I'm trying to get things going and keep the show rolling. And he plays the music on me and say, this is what I got to deal with. Okay, you tune in to Soul Savage Radio every Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific time, 8 to 10 Eastern time. My savvy heathen talk is I just don't get no respect. That's my savvy heathen talk.
thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all check out Just Whip Products. Like I said, that if you're listening to this on the audio on the website, all you gotta do is click down below on Just Whip, that name, and you go right on there and make your purchases. I can't even say it right, purchases. And yeah, get your ashy soul, some lather your ashy soul up and get the product. So thank you so much. EB, I know you're working hard out there, moonlighting as an Uber driver, so thank you so much for going out there, getting them checks, and push them gospel EP called Fishnet Condoms, get that popping in the street so we can promote it properly. Thank you so much for being out here on superstar level with that EP, Fishnet Condoms, and we will be back next week. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. You've been listening to the Soul Savage Show. And I must say, Studio W is not responsible for the language or content.
Wait, first of all, I already told you, you don't have the right to disclaimer me anymore. That's not going to happen anymore if you jump on a show. So you better unplug me.
Like I said, Studio W is not responsible for the language out of our host, Q.
That's why I'm about to mute you. That's why I'm about to mute you. You see how you do it? Disrespectful. Disrespectful.